Hi, this is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. On this edition of the Research Bureau Angle, I want to talk about the former mayor of Providence, Buddy Cianci. His recently released autobiography, Politics and Pasta, makes for fascinating reading for anyone interested in city government and urban revitalization. Buddy Cianci is best known for two things, the revitalization of downtown Providence and his criminal record. All told, he was mayor of Providence for over 20 years. He was forced to resign from office twice because of criminal convictions. In the first case, in 1984, he pled guilty to assaulting a man for having an affair with his wife. He ran a dramatic comeback campaign in 1990, achieved his greatest revitalization successes during the 90s, and ran unopposed in 1998. But in 2002, while preparing to run for a seventh term, he was forced to resign again after being convicted on a federal racketeering charge. As mayor, Cianci was an amazing optimist, driven, relentless, and absolute workaholic. All mayors are boosters, but Cianci took boosterism to rare heights. Providence is one of the very few comeback cities in America, an old mill town who overcame the daunting odds of population loss, deindustrialization, demographic revolutions, crime, and poverty to become a city now able to boast of its tourism, arts, and culture. No one could claim that the success has been total. Providence remains, on the whole, very poor and fiscally weak. But there are many cities who are also poor and fiscally weak and yet would do anything, indeed have done everything, to replicate Providence's success. What's interesting about Cianci is how popular he remains in Rhode Island despite his criminal convictions. This seems to be because Providence citizens credit Cianci for restoring to them a sense of pride in their city, and for this they are eternally grateful. But his unscrupulous dealings should not be minimized. Indeed, he himself doesn't minimize them in his remarkably frank autobiography. One of Cianci's police commissioners committed suicide in response to pressure to hire unqualified recruits. Cianci put a developer on the city payroll as a, quote, artistic consultant in exchange for agreeing not to tear down a building Cianci wanted to preserve. The natural question to ask is, therefore, did Providence make a deal with the devil? Did it sell its soul for the 18-hour day? I would answer this question in two ways. One, Cianci did not invent corruption in Rhode Island. It existed long before him and after. And two, Cianci was not the devil. He made aggressive use of patronage, he used his powers of office for personal benefit and to settle scores, but his central motivation was not to harm. No one disputes that he loved Providence and would do anything, even skirt the law, to advance his agenda and make the city a better place. With Cianci, you get the extremes of the strong mayor form of government. On the one hand, unrestricted freedom to maneuver and make deals, but on the other, patronage and corruption. These are connected. Cianci relied on patronage to enable him to win elections, stay in power, and thus realize his grand ambitions for the city. Advocates of strong mayor government should bear in mind that Buddy Cianci's are very rare. As with the city manager form of government, the individual is far more important than the institution. And even if you think corruption is worth the price of revitalization, and let me be clear, this is something I certainly am not convinced of, a tolerance for corruption and patronage alone will guarantee nothing. I once asked Buddy Cianci if he thought that he could have achieved as much as he did were he city manager instead of mayor. He told me, quote, "To tell you the truth, I've never been a big fan of the city manager form of government. Too restrictive." But that, of course, is exactly the point. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.